No one can live my life for me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. No one can live my life for me. How about that? Who would want to? Who would want to live my life for me? I'm the only one that finds my life that exciting and that enjoyable, and I'm the only one that really is paying attention to my life. My life is filled with exciting adventures. I live on many dimensions at one time, and because I live on many dimensions at one time, I'm having many adventures at one time. And it is exciting. It is really a breathtaking experience. However, I think that we have all sorts of exciting adventures going on here at the table, too. Ellen has chosen to take Rex from his throne, one of our chairs at the table, and bring him to his special place sitting next to me so he can be at peace. No one can live my life for me. And the reason no one can live my life for me is no one knows who I am. No one knows all of the wonderful adventures that I go through every moment. No one knows all the wonderful adventures that I go through night and day. And if you did know it, what would you do about it? What would you do about all the adventures that I go through? Do you go through many adventures night and day? Yeah. Oh, yes, 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 yes. You don't. You don't. Because you're not yet master of yourself. When you're master of yourself, you can do that. But when you're not yet master of yourself, what you do is you just dilettante play at doing these things. Now, Ellen, when you have something that irritates you, do you let it irritate you and become more irritated? Or do you instantly change your consciousness and say, all is in divine order?
All is in divine
order. Oh my God, wonderful. Now, Ellen, when the dogs don't behave, do you instantly say, I see them doing whatever it is my choice for them to do because I am their master?
Yes.
And that's why you got up and took Rex by the collar and brought him over and put him away. You see, Ellen, by your actions, by your ways, you are known as to how strongly you stand for your principle. Now, the comment was made by Sylvia that when these angry dogs were around her, she had to get up and shout and say, get out of here. Even though if she had just been peace and said, all is in divine order, go, dogs, they would have gone. But the thing is, she wasn't ready yet. She wasn't ready to make that confident belief in herself. And none of us are ready to make that confident belief in ourselves so long as we feel we have to do outer actions for an inner activity that we'd like to have done. Now, when are you going to do these things? When am I going to do these things? No one can live my life for me. No one can have my adventures for me because I have to have them for myself. And I have a lot of fun having them. I have a lot of fun being them. And I also know exactly... I also know exactly what's going on in each one of your minds and your thoughts at all the time when you're around me. And as I look at you, I see your judgment of me. I see your attitude about me. When I clip my fingers at the dining room table, I see exactly what you're doing. And of course, I do it for a purpose. If you paid no attention to it, you would have been the master. But the very fact that you had to be aware of it meant that you were aware of something you didn't appreciate or you didn't approve of. And that's silly to do. Never be aware of anything you don't approve of. If you don't approve of something, erase it from your thinking. Think something else. Think totally something else. And when Ingeborg wakes up from a nap, and I say, Ingeborg, She says, yes, yes. And I say, you were napping. Oh, no, no, I wasn't. I was. See, the very fact that she protests tells me how deeply she was asleep, how deeply she was napping. And there's nothing wrong with napping. There's nothing wrong with anything that we do as long as we're willing to take responsibility for it. This is what made my situation so difficult. I would not admit to something I didn't do. He said, well, I don't admit to things I didn't do either. That would be very nice if it were true. And you say, well, Herb, maybe that's true about you. Maybe you did do something that you don't admit to. Well, if that's what you think, then you really should be somewhere else. But think about it. Do you admit to the things that you do when we all know about it, but you pretend we don't? And then you think that you can say you don't, you haven't done it, when we're all sitting right here, seeing you do it, hearing you do it, and you say you didn't do it. Now, it would be so intelligent to say, I goofed. And we'd say, super. But you don't want to say you goofed because you don't want to admit that you ever did some little error. And really, when everybody's sitting right here listening and hearing you and seeing you do things that are, you know, not harmonious for yourself, admit it. Say, yep, I will put another cause in motion. That was a poor action on my part. Then you are a master. Then you are a master. And then you are a student, not of me, but of yourself. You are ready to learn. Old Mother Hubbard sat in her cupboard, eating her curves and waves. You know, little Miss Muffet was doing that. But what did Mother Hubbard do? She went to the cupboard to get her poor dog a bone. When she got there, the cupboard was bare, and so the poor dog had none. And so her children were also had nothing to eat. Now, what has that got to do with anything? Mm-hmm. The thing is, are you judging that the cupboard was bare and that there was no food there? How do you know if she had maybe another stash? How do you know that she had another location where she kept the food? Another stash. She may have just finished the last bone for the dog, and then she would go down into the basement and she'd bring up another box. Now, I have a bag of food for Rex in his container, and when it's done, I have another bag that's in the embassy ready for him so that I can start on that and then I can order some new ones. But I only keep two bags on hand at a time. I don't want them to get stale or get bad. And so I feed him very carefully. But if you were to come into my house, say, Herb, you're at the bottom of your barrel for food for him. What's he going to eat? And I'd say, tush, tush. Don't worry yourself about it. But he's going to eat. Tit, tit. Don't worry about it. But. Hey, come with me. And I say, since you want to be such a pain in the ass, you come over here to the embassy, and you pick up this 50 pounds of food, and you carry it over for me. Oh, no. Hey, why'd you stick your nose in his business? Do you think I don't love him? You think I don't care about him? You think I don't take care of him? That's my responsibility, and I take good care of him. He has all the things that he's supposed to have. He has a perfect diet, and he looks just magnificent. He gets treats, too, and he can handle it because he's out running around like a crazy wildcat and just having a ball. But the thing is, we should keep our nose out of other people's business, because if we don't, then we're liable to be asked to do something we don't want to do, like to carry the food over for the poor, hungry puppy, you know. And then, of course, if I'd have you carry the food over, Miss Dorothea,
I'm listening.
I would also have you pour it into his box so that I could give it out to him. That's an experience into itself, too. Because you pour it in there and it wants to run all over the sides. And if he is nearby, he makes sure it all gets cleaned up. So he has a couple of meals at once. But I've got it down pretty well to a science where I don't spill so much anymore. And he says, oh, heck. But it's okay. It's okay. You see, no one can live my life for me because my life is so much fun. I have such a good time.
Yeah, sure.
I would have loved to have had a nap today. I'd love to have had a nap yesterday, you know. But it doesn't work out that way. And Friday, Thursday, I can have a nap again when we're back at our normal schedule. But meanwhile, we're quite busy. We're quite busy with
yes.
the four lectures a day, hour each, and then 4 hours to upgrade, move them up into the server, plus the three talks a day for the Thought for Today and Instant Illumination and the Absolute Philosopher. And we're doing the Absolute Philosopher right now. You see, it's fun. It's fun. And if it weren't fun, I wouldn't do them. Mm-hmm. I would just say, hey, I'm not interested. I am here to enjoy myself. I am here to have a good time. And because I'm here to have a good time, everybody around me has a good time. Unless they feel they want to tell me what shoes to put on my feet. You know? And some people do, you know that? They want to tell me which is my left and which is my right foot. You know? I'm just glad they don't tell me how to go to the bathroom, you know? That would be an interesting experience. Because, you know, when you're told to do things that you readily know how to do, then you act silly. And Ellen knows all about that. But no one can live my life for me because I'm having too much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I am surrounded by the most marvelous people in the world, the most healthy, hearty, happy people in the world, the wealthiest people in the world, and there's no place in the world like here on the campus of the University of Healing.
Yeah.
And so I say, anybody who wants to come visit, you'll come. We delight in having you. But remember, $50 a day for your food and lodging. And if you don't like that, don't come. Because we're not giving things away to anybody. We've done it a great deal in the past. And nobody appreciated it. They didn't say thank you. They didn't send us any gifts or anything. Now they're starting to come in. But the thing is, that's too bad. That's too bad. I took the checkbook away from Ellen. All she can do is pay bills with a credit card. You know how that goes? Now, Ellen is the boss here. Ellen runs the show, and she is a wonderful lady. Everyone should know.
Thank you.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
Yes.